now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's been a couple weeks since we've been here. Wow, Link, what have we been doing? Lots of great things going on. We had our annual banquet, so that was great, and then maybe I had a little vacation, so there you go. Nice to get away for a little while, but as we say, there is no place like home. So we got a great show for you today, and I'll be here with you for the next 3 weeks. Mayor Cal Palgudo will be off to the League of Cities and Towns next Tuesday, so I will be back filling in his spot. So we're just going to go on a roll and just share everything that's great about Prescott Valley here with you in the next 3 weeks. So sit back, relax. We're going to get the show started in just a few minutes because you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.9 FM. And if you haven't already learned, KQA.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns to the Findlay Toyota Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Findlay Toyota Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads Gun Shows.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now are two of the best from the Prescott Valley Library, Bobby Kiernan, the Public Services Manager, and Lynette Christensen, who is the Children's Librarian. First of all, Bobby, shout out. Thank you so much for, and it's this funny story, for inviting me to be a judge.
Thank you for judging.
Fortnite dance contest.
You were amazing. Thank
no,
you.
No, I was backed up by an eighth grader and a ninth grader. When you think about it, as I did my little research. I thought, well, dance contest, you know, I dance, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized what am I getting into, and then I realized what it was and how it was going to work. And those two boys, the two young men that were there with me, gave me all the rules. And
learning new skills, you know?
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm just... But, you know, I tell you, it's so much fun and being in part of that environment. We're talking about Fandomania, which was a couple weekends ago held and at the Prescott Valley Library. But it's being around all that energy, the young people, the older people that love the Comic-Con, the dressing up, the counterculture. And it was just, I just felt great after I left.
Right. It's an electric atmosphere. It really is a lot of fun to be around. And No matter your age or taste in literature or movies or anything like that, you can have a great time just being around like-minded people at an event like that.
Or if you're not, I mean, I'm not a sci-fi person.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Of course, I do know all the Marvel heroes, and if they have muscles, I know them better.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, I think, the energy.
Yeah.
The electrifying.
Always.
It's just fun, and people have dancing, and it's like, Geek Kingdom.
Yes.
Totally awesome.
You can nerd
totally
out.
Awesome. Next year, whatever we can do, Chambers on Board, we want to help you because it was so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we really
so
appreciate you being out there.
Kudos
and
to you.
Next year, maybe be a judge again for the Fortnite dance contest.
Well, I'm already working on my costume because, you know, Link, I
got to
be styling then, you know. So,
right.
And I'm going in costume.
All right. I'm
just
going to hold
saying.
You to it.
You got it.
All right.
You got it. So let's talk about what's going on in the library.
I
mean, obviously, you know, that was your big summer, huge summer event.
Absolutely. But after summer, we still have got a lot of other things going on. Lynette, children's librarian, what kind of good stuff do we have coming up?
Okay, during the school year, we have a tendency to concentrate more on the preschool programs because the kids are in school.
Mm-hmm.
We still do have things for the school age also, but right now we have a baby time class where we do baby sign language, bouncy rhymes, short books, music, and then they can play together at the end. We have a toddler time for 2 and 3 year olds where we do short books and songs and finger plays and they can color at the end and do different craft type things. And then we have story time for 4 and 5 year olds. And this year we're hoping to do more kindergarten prep and preschool activities with them.
Mm, okay. Now when do you hold those on? Several times during the week or is it once a week?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays in the mornings. They're the busy times. Baby time is Tuesday at 10. Toddler time is going to be Tuesdays at 11. And then we're just going to have story time on Wednesday and Thursday at 11. For the next 2 weeks, though, we still have a 10 o'clock toddler time on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
So do you do the reading?
Yep. I do the leading.
Leading. Okay.
Yeah. We incorporate early literacy tips because there are 5 practices that they can do that cost nothing. You talk to your child. You sing to your child. They don't care how good you sing, how well you sing. Read. You read stories to them. Talk, sing, read, write. Of course, they can't write, but they can do finger plays and strengthen those muscles for holding the instruments. And then play is their job.
Right.
So if
right.
they do those 5 practices, it doesn't cost anything, and they can come to the library and get some supplemental things, and they don't have to pay for their books.
Well, exactly. And isn't that one of the things they say, that a child that will be more successful once they start school mm-hmm. is if they've had somebody reading with them or spent that time with books? And
which,
I mean, I tell you, I had every book. I joined every book club raising my son,
mm-hmm.
and he today is an avid reader.
And that's
and
great.
And has done
yes.
well in school, but that was always quality time for us.
Oh, well, yeah. That leads into one of our new programs that we want to do this fall, which is 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. So we'll get parents started reading to their children before kindergarten, and they'll have different prizes along the way and things like that so that they'll increase the chances that kids will associate books with fun and parents and security and things like that.
So. We are so fortunate to have our library.
Oh, we are.
That has these programs. And again, and the amazing amount of books. Like you say, you never have to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
A library card is free.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can just check out books and read to your heart's delight. What I wish I had a library when I was raising my son as good as this one.
Mm-hmm. Truly. Which leads me into another program we're doing.
Holy smokes, girl!
After doing a strategic plan or talking to the community, finding out what they'd like to do, we're doing a Building Bright Futures program where we're hoping to sign every first grader up for a library card in the Humboldt Unified School District. And then some of the charter schools as well. So, mm-hmm. and then track them because at third grade is the point where they check to see how kids are going to succeed in high school. If
right.
they can read at their level in third grade, then they'll be more likely to graduate from high school.
Wow.
So
and they start looking at that at mm-hmm. that age now mm-hmm. and and can predict that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so absolutely. But, you know, parents, it's the time. It's time together.
Mm-hmm. It
That's what's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, the programs you're doing over there.
Thank you. And then for schools, kids during the school year, we also have crafts during their fall and Christmas breaks and spring breaks that they can come in, drop in each day and have a different craft to make. And we also do a Crazy Eights Math Club for the kindergarten through second graders starting September 4th.
So.
Which is fun.
I
learned that.
On.
Yeah, a few things.
Are these all listed on your website?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Well, not the Crazy Eights yet, but it will be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what is your website?
PVLIB.net.
.net. Mm-hmm. Well, top that, Bobby.
Okay, I don't know if I can top that. Let me just do an in addition to. How about that? Lynette just listed out quite a few different things for some of the younger demographics that can enjoy the library, but kind of building upon that, in our teen department, we have an epic role-play adventure coming up.
I've heard about that, yes.
Honor Amongst Thieves.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's actually going to be entitled. So it's definitely going to be a fun live-action role-play because it is a LARP. With that, it's going to be on September 7th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You'll be able to learn acting and improv skills, join a band of thieves and participate in an epic role-play adventure where one person will be crowned a new queen or king of thieves.
Oh, right? Link's already loving all over that.
Listen.
And it's for young adults between 12 and 18 years old.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Is there any cost to participate
there
in that?
There is no cost
at all.
So
you show up?
You show up, but you do have to register for this one.
Okay.
Same website, pvlib.net, and then on the teens webpage, that's where you'll sign up to be a part of it.
And it just takes place around the campus?
Exactly.
And,
yep. Some practice in the building, and then you'll actually do the entire adventure. We do a lot of it around the grounds, out there on the theater and on the green, because I mean the Civic Campus really has a lot of great area.
So, yes, it does.
Yeah, and they haven't completely got everything down, and I don't have all the exact details, but
this been done before out there?
Last year was the first year,
right?
So yeah, this
right.
will be our second year, and we're looking to build upon it.
My dear friend Claire Luge was actually started it. I mean, she's. I just love her, but she was sending it out on Facebook, so I was trying to share it to let everybody
Please.
Know. Just what a fun way to play.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got Honor Amongst Thieves.
Exactly.
Link's already saying I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
She's ready. My
kid just
turned 12. Hey,
there
we go. There.
And we can always use volunteers.
Oh, adult volunteers?
Absolutely, yeah. Because, I mean, putting on a LARP is a lot of – you need extra characters to be a part of it for the live-action role play because you're not just kind of hanging out playing a video game. You're a part and immersed in the video game.
Right.
Because it's live.
You talk to the
Fun.
Villager.
Exactly.
That's right. That could be the villager. Could be the old, you know
– Talk to Link,
flower
the
lady.
Villager. Ooh, I
yeah.
like that. Okay.
Oh, she's there.
Okay.
So, again, you need to register for this ahead of time.
Yes, ma'am. Register online at our website, pvlib.net, and go to the teens webpage. And then on top of that, you can see a lot of other great things on the teens webpage from our website. We have Girls Who Code. That's going to be starting in early September. That's really cool, and it's not only for girls. It's for males and females. Learning how to do programming skills, how to use the 3D printer, which we already have at the library, and play with robotics, and basically just developing skills for the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that we have coming up in there. And then Crafternoon, that'll be every Thursday at 3 p.m. That's basically just coming in, being creative, make some art, learn to sew, learn a new crafting skill. No registration required for that. That's all just drop-in. So that's a fun one as well.
So and the, how does it change up when the teens go back to school now?
So when the teens go back, Wednesdays are a very big day at the library because all the teens are out early. Mm-hmm. But we kind of have to change up programming since we don't have the teens in there all day long.
Right.
So a lot of those programs are going to take place around between 1 and 3 is when they'll start. Because every Wednesday we'll always have D&D Club and then also...
What's D&D? Oh, Dungeons & Dragons.
Exactly, Dungeons & Dragons. And then we have Minecraft Club, so then they can come in, hang out on one of the laptops and play Minecraft.
Oh.
Yeah?
I'm just... So many things.
So many things.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Thunk it? Holy smokes. And then what about during your fall break and the Christmas break? Do you have, again, different programs for the teens while they're out of school?
So then we haven't planned that far ahead, but most all of the programs we've been talking about, except for the Epic Role Play, they are continuing programs. Mm-hmm. So then teens can take place in them for most of the year unless
right.
we need to change up programming a little bit. And
right.
if a new trend emerges or something like that, then we try and offer something
you
like that.
Bring it on.
Exactly.
Just always. Like... Fortnite dance moves.
Exactly.
I'll never forget that. That will be something I will remember and share with people the rest of my life. Because that's a great job.
Thank you.
Great job both of you are doing over there at the library.
Thank you.
Best place ever. Wish, like I said, I wish I had a library like ours when I was growing up. So close, so convenient.
Oh, yeah.
And really...
Free.
And creating quality programming
yeah.
that is valuable, which is fun. Somehow I think you're learning through it, too. Right.
I know.
You're going to come out the other end just way ahead of everybody else.
Exactly.
So, great. Well, thank you so much again. The website, Bobby?
That's going to be pvlib.net.
.net. So check it out and check out all the activities and all you folks that are new to the community and don't know what's going on, be sure and check it because we're going to take care of you and make sure you have plenty of things to do.
Always.
And it can start at the library. So again, Bobby Kiernan and Lynette Christensen, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you, Marnie.
Again, fabulous Prescott Valley Library. Talking town in Prescott Valley here on KQ 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and again, KQNA.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is a man who wears many, many, many hats. Many of you know him as councilman. A lot of us know as a volunteer extraordinaire. He can be out shoveling or planting flags, and when he's not doing that, he's helping Habitat for Humanity. I'm talking about Councilman Marty Grossman. Welcome.
Thank you, but today I'm here for the Humboldt Education Foundation.
That's one of the many boards you serve on in yes. your volunteer capacity. Talk about a man. He's retired, and he works harder than I do at a full-time job. And if anybody knows chamber work, it's a full-time and a half job, and he still works harder than I do, but he's a great advocate for the community, and it's so great to have you, Marty.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. It's always fun. So
yeah,
well, let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. Well, we're talking about the Humboldt Education Foundation, and it was founded how many years ago now? Because I was on the original board.
I believe it's 8 or 9 years.
8 or 9 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Established to support our Humboldt School District.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those foundations where they have to do fundraising to supply the school with stuff that they can't put in the regular budget because the money just isn't there.
Well, and two, when we started it too, and you know, and please forgive me because I do go back to the original documents, that we wanted to support the students, the teachers, and the school district as a whole with and we didn't know how it was going to look. And the vision was providing grants for teachers, small grants that they can use in the classrooms, or students that maybe needed a continuing education. And through that process, then we ended up also taking under our umbrella Hungry Kids.
Yeah, Hungry Kids came from us from,
huge.
I believe it was either from the Rotary or from the Lion. I think.
No, it was its own entity. And it was run through, the school district at the time kept separate the donations, but
and then this year, with the 501c3
the foundation, it just made sense.
Last year, the Humboldt Education Foundation took it over.
Right.
And that is, just to go through the Hungry Kids, 10,000 weekend meals were distributed. Are distributed annually. On Friday, a group of volunteers pack up the lunches so that the kids have food to go home with and eat over the weekend so that they're able to maintain their energy so that comes Monday morning, they could function at school and they're not dragging.
Right. During the week, you know, they have an opportunity to take advantage of, you know, breakfast and lunch, free and reduced breakfast and lunch. But once the weekend came, they found that those kids were going home and there was no food in the home,
which is a sad state of affairs.
I mean, it's really hard to believe that, but that's a fact.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't unusual for it to come in on Monday morning and, you know, and the teacher asks them, you know, well, how many meals did you have? And the kid goes, I had one meal in 2 days.
Mm.
That's not right. That's not, you know, so we're, you know, and unfortunately in the Humboldt Unified School District, over 50% of the students qualify for, you know, under poverty programs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, there's also the school lunch program goes through the summer, even when the kids are off. So.
Well, we talked about that a lot. Yes. Yeah. They had breakfast and lunch at different schools. So. I never made it. Because you didn't have to be, you know, in any kind of program or it was open to just everyone. And I thought, how fun just to go visit with kids and families and people. You paid some, you know, if you weren't under 18. So if you were an adult, you paid a couple of bucks for lunch, but I never made it. Next year. I wanted to just kind of share happiness.
Go in, be a fly on the wall.
Just be with people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be with people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, this with the Education Foundation, a lot of volunteers come from that. And again, the donations can go through the foundation, and that is a tax-deductible donation.
Oh, yeah. I think, they keep changing it every year. I don't even know what it is. It's like $400 for a single person, mm-hmm. $800 for a couple.
Right.
And you could actually give two different ways.
Right. Well, it qualifies under the charitable tax program, but it's also, as its own 501c3, you can also deduct those donations from your federal income tax.
Yeah.
But I would check with my tax provider just to make sure on all of that so you don't get into trouble with
exactly
any of the governmental agencies
that
tax you.
And they're always changing things. They go, okay, you could deduct that, but you can't deduct that. And you go, but last year I deducted
it. I know, but if you can, just donate food. A lot of times you can just donate food to the Hungry Kids program and drop it off. Where is it? Where's your warehouse?
I don't know. I don't participate. I just know that
you're
we
on
have
the Okay, the warehouse is over in the front part of the old school district building.
It's in the transportation building, or is it the front building? It's on Robert Road.
So okay. Let's talk about what else. Every year, one of the things you started was the Teacher of the Year program.
That is an awesome program, the Teacher of the Year. The nice thing about the Teacher of the Year is the program on is the most outstanding Humboldt Unified School Districts. But the unique part about it is all these teachers are nominated by their students.
And that's terrific.
And at the event, you have students from every different category. So you have K to 6, then you have 7 to 12, and it's just great. And the student comes up and reads the letter that got the nomination. Okay, now we see about 40 letters at the Humboldt Education Foundation, and we pick the ones that we feel are the best ones. The schools, last year, I think Bradshaw Mountain High School alone had over 350 letters that they had to go through, and they had to narrow it down to like 3 or 4. So each school gets hundreds of these letters. And
written by the students.
Yeah, and they're written by the students, and sometimes it's written by a student that had a teacher 2 or 3 years ago, and what they taught them is still with them, and it affects them on a daily basis. So this year we had it, and before I forget, mark your calendar for March 24th, 2020, at the Prescott Resort. We will have this year's Teacher of the Year. If you want to get involved in any way, we accept donations, we accept prizes and gifts and all kinds of other stuff. So you could contact the Humboldt Education Foundation. There will be a website coming up very soon. But last year, because of the money we collected, we're going to be giving away $6,000 in scholarships. We're going to be doing it once a quarter for the first three quarters, and it's going to be $400-$500 scholarships, and so it's going to be a total of $6,000.
Now, how are the recipients of those selected?
That's selected by the we have a committee on the Humboldt Education Foundation,
and so nominations or recommendations are sent to you. And then you look at the different needs and determine who would receive that scholarship award.
Exactly. It's promoted to us, and then we have to make the decision as to which teacher deserves it, and it's based on what they've done.
Do they apply for it?
Yes. Yeah, they have.
So
to,
they would apply for it. They would tell you what they would be using that money for in their classroom.
They basically have to send us a letter. They fill out it's an actual grant application form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they will fill it out and say what the money's going to be used for and where, and it's a tough decision.
I would imagine. Yeah. I remember serving on the first Teacher of the Year selection committee, and holy smokes, you want to give them all a prize. First of all, they're all angels for teaching our kids and doing what they do. But again, just to select one
and as the liaison to the school board from the council, I go to the meetings, and then they present what they spent their $500 on there.
Oh, okay.
And I get to see it, and you go, wow, that is absolutely incredible as to how well they spent the money and how far it goes.
Right.
And how many students it affects. It's not just, it doesn't affect one classroom. It affects a whole school.
Right.
And it's just amazing some of the stuff that they've, so. anyway, so we, you know, we have a nice basis now for next year's Teacher of the Year because we got a whole bunch of businesses and groups to contribute. So every group had a banner hanging up. So this year, I know the ones I solicited and got donations from, I showed them pictures of the banner hanging up on the wall. And I said, we got your banner. You got to give money next year.
Perfect, Marty. You know how to work it. You know how to work it. If somebody's interested in the Humble Education Foundation, who would they contact? And do you have a website? Oh, well, your website's not up right yet.
It's going to be up very soon. They said within 30 days. It's probably going to be within a week or two.
But they can go and like you on Facebook and follow you there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw your picture today from our quarterly breakfast. A good group of you were there.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they could just go to – there's a presence on Facebook. There's also a – you know, you just Google Humboldt Education Foundation. There is some information out there. You can find it. So, you know, one of the other fundraising things that we're doing this year, and I gotta plug it, is the entertainment district. They're having the concerts there. So we're sponsoring the Beer Garden. All proceeds from the Beer Garden go to the Humboldt Education Foundation. There's two concerts left. One is on Saturday, August 31st, and the next one is on September 21st. It's at 6 p.m. It takes place a little beyond in front of the movie theater and that whole strip there, by the fountain.
Well, excellent job with the Humboldt Education Foundation supporting our teachers and students in our school district. So, Marty Grossman, member of the Humboldt Education Foundation Board of Directors, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All you do in the community, you're just a little spitfire. Spitfire, Marty. You're a passionate spitfire. All right, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. DPS continues investigating Monday's deadly rollover crash of an SUV east of Tucson. Bart Graves with DPS says investigators still don't know why the vehicle flipped over on State Route 86 at three points. Graves confirms the two that died, 38-year-old Sabrina Coons and her 10-year-old son Layton, were not wearing seatbelts.
Had everyone been buckled up, including the 10-year-old child, they would have been injured, but at least would have survived.
Coons' daughters, 1 and 2 years old, were in car seats, but Graves says the 1-year-old seat was not properly fastened. She was ejected, being seriously injured. The 2-year-old, properly buckled in, suffered only minor injuries. The Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies play Game 2 of their 3-game set in Denver starting tonight with the pregame show at 5 o'clock, the first pitch at 5:40 right here on KQ&A. Tomorrow's game is a noontime affair with a 12:10 first pitch. Sunny skies and dry all week, no monsoons, cooling after bedtime to near 63 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with clear skies. Highs Wednesday and Thursday near 94, Friday 90. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to near 69, the same daily sunshine and clear nighttime skies. Highs near 104 tomorrow and Thursday, 101 Friday, a few degrees cooler Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my first guest is Julie Rice. She's account manager with NFP Insurance, who many of you might know, we threw her out of the building.
No. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you.
I think you might need to explain that for everyone.
Yes, so NFP had an office in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and we had to do a little downsizing, so they corporate decided to combine our offices. So we're now in at the Prescott Crossings with our Prescott office, and it's been all kinds of fun changes.
Yeah, so let's talk about NFP Insurance. Same quality service, obviously. If you've been a client in Prescott Valley, you just call her Julie in Prescott because that's what we do. So many things are done by fax and email anymore that, you know, you don't need that physical face-to-face presence.
Correct. And you can still call the Prescott Valley number and get to us. Mm-hmm. Our numbers all got transferred, so you will get to our Prescott office receptionist, and she will get you to us.
Yeah. So, my question, how do you like it?
I do like it.
You do like it? We miss you, though.
I miss being out there, but I do like it. For me personally, I'm closer to my daughter, who's at Prescott High School, so it makes life a little bit easier for me. But I do miss going out to Prescott Valley.
We were like a little family there in that building.
Yes, we were. It was fun.
We'll invite you back for Cookie Day.
Oh, good. Yes, the cookie exchange was a blast.
That's always, we just did fun stuff together there. Well, let's talk more about you and NFP Insurance and what you do.
Well, I do commercial lines, but NFP has everything. We do life, home, auto, commercial, business. I mainly deal with a lot of the producers down in the valley. We actually have satellite offices and producers down there, but I also help with the local business as well. So I really enjoy dealing with local. It's a lot more
like your commercial insurance, your liability.
Yes.
Right.
Property, liability, autos, everything under the sun. So we can figure it out for you.
But as a company, you also do?
We do the personal, home, and auto, and we also do benefits, life and health, health insurance, disability, anything that you need, we can find a home for it.
And they wouldn't necessarily have to call and make an appointment. They can call you and just talk to you over the phone.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Get those quotes or ideas about what type of insurance they may need.
Yes, definitely. We do that, and we usually we prefer that because then once we get the quotes in, we can sit down, schedule a meeting, and go over it to you, over with you person to person. So.
Yeah, and you don't waste time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So where exactly are you located at the Crossings now?
We are at 3626 Crossings Drive. So when you turn in the Crossings, we're the second, I guess, set of buildings on the left-hand side.
So many, it's like a compound over there. So many buildings.
It is.
And little nooks and crannies, and you can get lost.
Yes. It is. I didn't realize how big it was until I moved there. So. Yes.
And so your phone number remains the same, but let's share that with everybody.
It is 775-3430, or you can call the Prescott office phone number of 445-8720.
And you have a website?
I believe it's nfp.com.
nfp.com. So
yes,
again, we miss you in the building, but we know that those there comes a time. You know, you just consolidate services. It's cost efficient. It's, you know, makes sense, and especially with so much being done over fax and email anymore, that it you just don't need that face to face every time.
Yes,
but that's
unfortunately.
Okay. All right, Julie Reyes, NFP Insurance, who used to be with us now, but is at the Crossings, and she seems much happier for it. So thank you. All right, we're going to jump over here to Amy Williams. So she's the director of operations for Integrity Pain and Wellness, who we just did a ribbon cutting a couple weeks ago. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, let's start out by telling everybody where you're located, because this is Prescott Day.
We're at 1000 Willow Creek, Suite D, so right across from the hospital.
There you go. Okay, so let's tell us a little bit about Integrity Pain and Wellness.
Well, we heard from a couple people that you guys needed a pain management clinic here that wanted to do compassionate care. So, for us, we do a lot of patient care, and we make sure that we take care of our patients to a different level. So I was a liver transplant patient a couple years ago, and when I came back, I wanted to make sure patients were cared for the way they deserve to be cared for. So pain management clinics sometimes force people to do certain things. We do not do that. At Integrity, we don't cover up the problem with just pain medications. We make sure we get to the bottom of it. So we make sure we treat them with a multi-modal approach. So we do some kind of bracing. We also do injections. We also do pain management medications, and we also do physical therapy. So we make sure everything's kind of in one building.
And you've been open for how long?
We've been up here for about 6 months.
Okay, and tell me the difference when you talk about being liver transplant and knowing how patients should be treated. What does that mean to you?
I think sometimes people start to see patients, and they just become a number. And at the Mayo Clinic, I was treated, and most of my doctors are Mayo-trained, Mayo Clinic-trained, or Johns Hopkins, or they came from U of A, and they have a lot of treatment, so they've seen all of the same treatment I was treated like. So I'd like to make sure we represent that that's how we're going to treat our patients. They're not going to be seen as a number. They're not just going to walk through the door and come in, and we do what we think is best for them. We want to hear them. We want to hear what they need. What's their next level of care? What can we do for you to help make you better or not sink farther in the sand, because sometimes they're just in pain and they don't know a way out. And since we were trained to do that, how can we find a way out for you?
Mm-hmm. And that's what you experience, the good side over at Mayo.
Yes, ma'am. They are amazing. And yeah. I got to live for it.
That's wonderful. That is, and that, what a story. And then to take that and give back. So you opened the clinic when?
It was October.
Mm-hmm. Of last year?
Yep.
And then,
but we were in a very small unit with another doctor, and then we bought our own clinic here because we just wanted to see if the need was really here after we got told that it was. But once we saw that it definitely was needed here, we have no wait time. So that's one of the big things that this corporation wants to give back to this area. Sometimes they tell us they're in pain. They end up in the hospital for you guys, right, because they have to wait for such a long time to come out of that pain. We see them 24 to 72 hours after the referral comes into our office. So they're waiting in pain for all that time, not knowing how to get out or having to go to get services that really aren't necessary from a hospital because we could take care of it in-house. Mm-hmm. And that's our specialty, right? Pain management is our specialty. So we know how to get down to the bottom line of the pain. And sometimes in the ER, they get treated, but that's a very short-term treatment. We're not here to Band-Aid the problem. We want to get to the bottom of the problem,
right,
which is what we also do, is less invasive pain management. So it's not just straight to surgery. Like a lot of the people, they don't know, so they get sent to a surgeon. We do the less invasive pain management, and
right,
we give them those treatments, so the injections and the bracing and the physical therapy to treat some loosening up some of the pain that they have, trigger point therapies to get rid of the myofascial pain so that we can get down to getting rid of that pain, not just from medication.
And it's pain that might result from a variety of causes.
Oh, there is all kinds of causes. You cannot believe some of these people's stories, but everybody, as we said, is individual. So you can't just treat them like it's by the book. No, some of these people have just been through so much and torment in their life, or PTSD even. And that's one of the things we also treat, is ketamine. Some people are in huge depression because nobody's ever known how to treat these things for them. So they could have ketamine treatments, which sometimes reverse those PTSD moments or that super depression that they have, and nobody's ever been known how to treat it. Or even the pain management, long-term pain patients, like I was one for 18 years. I wasn't a pain patient, but I was in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how they feel, and sometimes you just feel like, how am I going to get up the next day? How am I going to tread through it? We want to walk them through that we are going to help them to their next day and have a better way of living.
Wow. And I lost my train of thought on that question because I thought, what a great ending to that. The staffing you have, you docs.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
One of my docs who owns it, we own five clinics, and one of them happened to come up here. One of the things I was explaining to her, one of the girls out there, is that we have enough going on down in the city, but when we saw your need, we wanted to come up and help them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their drive after they were clinic trained in Mayo to see the need and want to come and help. So
mm-hmm.
now they're coming up here all the time to come and help. And they drive 2.5-3 hours sometimes. And we wanted to find somebody here. We would like to support your own environment, right? We don't want to get somebody from down there, and we don't want to have them travel, but we did want to make sure that we took care of our patients the way we know they need to be taken care of. So we didn't want to start off coming up here and just grabbing someone we don't know and trying to put them in what we have a vision for,
mm-hmm.
And what I think you guys' whole town and city needed. And now that we have that ability to see what you need, we'd like to reach out to the community and find a nurse practitioner that's here so that we are supporting, as you support our business, we're also supporting your town by giving out jobs.
Right.
But we brought up our people now so that we could start to treat these people until we find out that there's somebody who could mold into us and still give you guys the treatment you deserve. And so if anybody wants to apply or anybody wants to get in touch with me for the nurse practitioner's job or a physician's job, it's at AmyWilliams@integritypainaz.com. And just the website itself, if you wanted to review us, is integritypainaz.com. Mm-hmm. So it tells you all of the modalities that we treat. We actually do vascular veins also at our center. So what we've noticed is they kind of go hand in hand with pain. If you're in pain and your legs are heavy and you feel like they can't lift, we do a vein treatment on that, because now we've treated your back and it's not the nerves from your back affecting those legs. It's actually the legs themselves. So now we have a modality that treats that also.
Right, right. What are the hours of your office?
So we are now, thank God, Monday through Friday. The girls are there at 7 in the morning. The doctors come by 8:30 because of the travel, and we are there until 4:30 every day.
Mm-hmm. And we know, we were talking in the agreement before we started the show that you drove up today. The normal 2-hour drive took you 4 hours, which is, you know, I-17 again is gets us back and forth through the north and south of the state, but boy, it's the only way we can get back and forth, which is a sad way to go. But I ADOT's working on that. I know that they've got plans for doing some work on that. But you love it up here.
I do. I love this area. I was just saying, if the houses didn't cost so much, I would have no problem moving up here. I mean, it's so beautiful here, and it's just such a welcoming feeling. Everyone I spoke to before we came in here, it's so welcoming. You guys are, and it seems like the whole community kind of joins together. And that's why I was telling them, if we could do the same thing and reach out to you guys and show you, we want to be a part of what you have. We want to do what you already have together up here, which is that togetherness that all of your community treats. So we want to do that, and if we could offer jobs to the people in the community to be able to do that, that's what we'd like to do also.
Right. Well, if you want to live up here, I can find you a house.
Oh, I bet. Do you do real estate too? Because you
I can find
a lot of things you do.
I know a lot of people that would find you a house. We would love to have you here, Amy.
It's beautiful. I would love to be a part of you guys' community.
All right, let's give your website one more time.
It's integritypainaz.com.
And your phone number.
It's 480-325-9600.
Okay, great. Amy Williams, thank you so much. Director of Operations, great gal. So, you know, she walks in here and just smiles and talks to everybody and then tells us how great everybody is. You know, no, you're great. You're just part of that fabric.
Thank you.
Julie Race, obviously good to see you again.
Good to see you.
We do miss you, so glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody over there. All right, short break here. When we come back, it's time to close the show on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
I hate weeds. Monsoon rains are so refreshing, even my landscape comes alive, but so do my weeds. Stop weeds in their track in one simple step. Water's Weed and Grass Stopper spreads like fertilizer. It kills weed seed before monsoon rains allow them to sprout. No need to weed. It's safe for trees, even flower beds, and so much safer than that toxic waste the big box sells. Weed and Grass Stopper, it's just $24 and only found at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Ewell.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Just talking about what's coming up here. We had a quarterly breakfast this morning, and that's where I was mentioning I-17 because we had Alvin Stump from ADOT talking about it. But they've got, it's like $300 million that's going to be invested in I-17 to create a way for, if there's an accident, which there is regularly an accident, to bypass traffic and bypass and still continue through. So we're waiting to hear. We're going to get more on that. And when we do, I can get good information and a big story on how they're going to do that is because that's what I want to know. I'm going to bring them on the show and we can talk about it and say, this is what's coming up. Because every time I was making some trips up and down to the airport for different little travel things, and twice, and of course got such sucking traffic. So again, when that's the only way we get here between here and Phoenix, do something about it. They are going to do about it. So we'll be sure and bring somebody from ADOT on the show when it gets closer so we can really give you some details on how that's all going to work. So it was great informational breakfast. And again, you have Pike College Foundation talking about how they're putting kids, giving scholarships, going to school. So lots of good things going on in Prescott Valley. We're always happy to share it. We're happy to be here. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.